Capital Broadcasting Company. This is WRAL Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This podcast is about bringing people together and going out and enjoying concerts and listening to music. That always brings people together. I mean, I love getting out there and I'm excited that there's so many more shows that have been listed now as coming to the Triangle area. And I am excited because I talked with one of the artists who's going to be visiting the Triangle. He's actually going to be playing Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in October. I'm talking about Thomas Rhett. Now, he just won like the ACM Entertainer of the Year. He's having a great year so far. So he's definitely excited about coming to the Triangle. And we spoke a little bit about that. I talked to him yesterday. And he's doing this whole project with Claritin about getting people outside and getting kids outside more. So he was doing a whole press junket. And I was like, well, I want to talk with you about coming to North Carolina and doing the whole tour, and also about being a girl dad, because he's got a fourth daughter on the way. So I was able to talk with him and it was great. He was in his home, in his backyard in Nashville, beautiful backyard, definitely a lot of space to really get out and about. So please enjoy my chat with Thomas Rhett.
Hey, Thomas Rhett, how are you doing?
Yeah, about podcast.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you?
I'm in my backyard in Nashville. I'm in Nashville. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I can understand why you're doing this whole thing with wanting to get outside, because you've got some beautiful space back there.
No, it's been incredible. It really has. It's been awesome to team up with the makers of Claritin just to, you know, be involved in this project called the Outsideologist Project. And I feel like we have a very similar goal, just to get our kids outside. And actually their goal is to get 1.2 million kids outside for an hour longer each week. And that's something that Lauren and I really strive to do last year and this year and moving forward. And it's been such a blessing just to be able to get creative with our kids in the outdoors, and just to get to watch their imaginations go and get to watch their confidence build. And, you know, for us, it's been a huge saving grace.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, you've got three girls.
Three girls and one on the way. Yes, it's about to get even crazier. Yeah.
I know. How has the past year been with trying to get them outside? What are some of the things you guys love to do getting them outdoors?
Yeah. You know, we moved into this house in January of last year, and we're like, okay, what are we going to do outside with our kids? And sidewalk chalk became a huge theme in our house. Like literally five times a day, our kids are asking if we can go outside and just paint up our driveway in paint chalk. We've got a little sliver of woods next to our house that me and the girls took some rakes and built some paths through and built a little fire pit in there. And so it's honestly like, I mean, we love to watch movies, and our kids definitely do the iPad thing, but like, when we're inside too long, you can just tell, you know, and Lauren and I will look at each other and be like, it's time to go outside. Let's go get in the pool. Let's go run around. Let's go kick the soccer ball around. And everybody just feels lighter, you know, after that. Everybody's stress level goes way down. And for us, it's just been such a blessing to be able to just get creative in the outdoors and get to kind of teach our kids stuff that we did as kids. So
how did you get involved with Claritin doing this project?
You know, when it was brought to me with this Outsideologist project, I noticed, you know, early on in 2020 that it was kind of a struggle for me and Lauren to be like, well, how do we get creative? Like, what are we supposed to do? You know, especially with like online learning, and we're sitting in there watching them on Zoom calls with their teachers. And after they'd get off, they'd be like, we just want to watch a movie. And we were just like, nope, we're going to go outside and we're just going to at least walk to the mailbox, you know? And I just noticed that every day that we did that, our kids just more and more wanted to get outside. And so the reason I wanted to be involved was really just to encourage other parents to do the same thing. And it can get kind of complicated to figure out ways to get creative outside. But luckily, Claritin has created a great Instagram and Facebook page at Outsideologist Project with a lot of professionals from the meteorologist world, the animal world, the space world, that give parents unique ways to get creative with their kids outside. So I would encourage everybody to go check those two handles out on Instagram and Facebook to figure out ways to get your kids excited to go out the door, you know?
The Out and About podcast will be right back. We are back with more from Thomas Rhett.
We've got, you know, a summer coming up with, normally you're on tour, normally you're out there. So tell me, what do you have coming up? Are you coming back to North Carolina? Because we really want to see you.
We are. We're coming back to Raleigh. I want to say it's one of our last stops on the tour. And Raleigh's always been such a great tour market for us. And I was born in Georgia, and I've got a lot of family in North Carolina. So every time we come to North Carolina, we get to see a lot of cousins we don't get to see in a while. And just the Raleigh, North Carolina crowd is epic. So we look forward to getting back and seeing you guys and playing a show for you.
Tell me how you're getting ready for that. I mean, without touring and everything being stopped with the pandemic. So how are you preparing, you know, to get back out there?
Yeah. Well, we just put a record out on April the 30th. And so the band and I have gotten back in the rehearsal space, learning the new record, you know, knocking the rust off, trying to remember old songs and trying to put together a show that was better than last year. And just to be back with the band makes things feel a little bit more normal. And so our first tour date is somewhere at the end of August, and looking forward to taking that on through October.
So when's this next baby coming? When is the fourth girl going to get here?
I think the due date is November the 23rd. So we'll see. It might be a Thanksgiving baby.
Oh, a turkey baby. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. Nice. That's right.
Four girls. Tell me about being a dad and being a dad, a girl dad, especially.
It's been unbelievable. You know, I think I was built for this, you know, and I think growing up, I was like, man, you know, we're going to have three boys and this is how it's going to be. And then we brought Willa Gray home, and then we had AJ, then we had Lennon, and I just kind of fell into the role. You know, it's not unusual for me to wake up and get my nails painted or put a princess crown on. You know, it's been something that, has been, such a blessing in my life, and to have another one, is going to be that much more amazing.
Well, we're definitely excited for you moving forward with all this great stuff happening in your life right now. How about the kids? How are the girls doing, you know, with the pandemic? You know, I've got two kids. I've got a 23-month-old and an 8-year-old.
Yeah, for sure.
So how did you guys handle this whole pandemic with them? You said virtual schooling.
Yeah, for sure.
Virtual
schooling. And, you know, them just asking questions like, you know, why can't we go see so-and-so, or, you know, why can't we go see our grandparents? And trying to describe to a 3-year-old, you know, what is going on in the world was kind of a challenge. And it was just our main goal was to kind of keep them encouraged and just let them know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know. And, you know, as things have started to open back up a little bit more, it's been amazing to kind of get to see friends again. It's been amazing to get to see our parents and our grandparents and for them to get to love on our kids. And because I think me and Lauren didn't know how much we missed, you know, interaction until we started to interact with other people. And we saw that for sure in our kids as well. And so now here we are in 2021 and, you know, getting to see people again has been such a blessing in our lives. And so it was very, very challenging. But we also got to spend more time with each other than we ever have. So in that case, there was a small silver lining in the year that was 2020.
That's what I think. And for a lot of people, 2020 was the year we all kind of spent time together and we realized we
absolutely
missed.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
Well, where can people find out more information? We talked about Claritin. We talked about the Instagram page. Can people just go to that Instagram page and find out more about how they can get outside with their kids?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to the Instagram page or the Facebook account, which is Outsideologist Project. Like I said, there's a bunch of great specialists on there teaching people about animals and space and trees and leaves and all that kind of stuff. And so parents that are kind of looking for things to do with their kids outside, I would definitely go search those two pages and get some great ideas for your kids.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Thomas, for talking.
You got
with
it.
Me today.
Appreciate it.
Have a great rest of your day doing all these calls.
Likewise. We'll see you later on this year.
Take care.
See ya.
Again, Thomas is so much fun to talk with, and he was just so relaxed. And I really, that backyard, I was pretty jealous of that backyard. If you want to get a look at what it looked like, go to WRL Out and About on WRL.com. And there's a picture and there's actually a video. So you can actually watch the interview as well. This has been the Out and About podcast, a production of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. If you like what you heard, share with your friends, follow. You can also follow us on social media, WRL Out and About on all platforms. Thomas Schrett will be playing the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek October 9th. So definitely check out that. We'll put a link for tickets in our show notes. Have a fantastic rest of your day, guys.